All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Did you ever hear, many people have never heard of this, frozen shoulder.
Frozen shoulder?
Two words I have for you.
That's how you are today?
Yes. I had one on the right that I just got all figured out after a month of therapy and going to a doctor.
Now you got it on the left.
And now
you got
I got
a matching
it on the
pair.
So that's... Yeah. It is the most painful thing I've ever experienced. And I'd take childbirth over this any day of the week. So lots of ice therapy and exercises, and I couldn't use my right hand. I couldn't even write. That's how it went from the shoulder right down to my fingertips.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes. Well, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Compared to that?
Yeah, compared to that, I don't want to have a baby or anything. I'm doing good.
All right. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many exceptional realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab. It's on the phone, on the mobile friendly, or on the desktop version. It's a webcam app. We have a webcam on the roof pointed at Dunmore Corners. We get thousands of hits a month on that camera. It's unbelievable.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Remember to look us up on social media. We're pretty much everywhere there. And we have all our radio shows on podcast apps. So check out your podcast app. And if you are a podcaster, check us out. You can either search the Real Estate Roundtable with Jackie Ruddy. We should come up. Or you can go to my webpage, jruddy.com. Go to the radio tab and all our apps that we are on are there. Okay. We have with us today Derek Heater of Heaters Driveway Maintenance and Landscaping. You're the owner?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being here with us. How are you today?
Right, and how about yourself?
We're doing great, thanks. Tell me about who you are, what you do, where you go.
Okay,
please.
So a little bit about us. We've been in business for 5 years now. We're from Clark Summit. We're based out of that area. We surround Scranton, Newton, pretty much all the surrounding areas of northeastern Pennsylvania. We surround all them areas.
And what are your services?
We provide landscaping, seal coating, we do coal patching, we also do hot mix if you can't afford the hot asphalt. We also do crack repair, patios, and I'm also trying to get in with another contractor. That way we can offer a handyman service, which would be Moyer's Handyman Service. So then that way it'd be two contractors for the price of one.
Right. What do you do with patios?
We redo patios. We relevel them. We could either do a brand new patio or fix the old one that you have. We can make it, you know, decent again. But like I was saying, what we do with the patios is that we could relevel them. Either we could put in a new one or make the old one look very nice again. We do offer pressure washing for decks and concrete pressure washing. Also, we don't do roofs, but we do siding, ranch homes only. We don't do big homes, huge homes like that. Also, another service that we do offer is weekly maintenance on bigger properties, say for grass cutting, weed pulling, pretty much anything you need for all your outdoor needs.
Okay, very good. So you do a lot. And there's a lot of times people call us and they need someone just like you. So especially for the seal coating, let's start there, okay?
Yep.
How many coats should be applied when you're doing seal coating on a driveway?
If it's your first time getting your driveway sealed, usually after 2 years of getting your driveway put in, you usually do the first... Your first time applying the seal coat, I would do it two layers. That'd be one day, do the first layer, come back the next day, do the second coat. That way it has 24 hours to actual cure. And the good thing about us with our seal coat is we get it all right from here, right from Dixon Sealer, which is right here on Kaiser Avenue. And he pre-mixes everything for us. So it's not a watered-down sealer. It's not one of those guys that come in and spray everything. We do everything by hand. It doesn't matter if you got a 20,000-square-foot parking lot or a 10,000-square-foot or 10 square feet. No job's too big, no job's too small for us. And like I said, we do everything by hand. We don't use hot tar. We use an industrial crack patch because with hot tar, I don't know if you ever noticed, but it sticks to your feet, sticks to your tires. It gets all in the house, the dogs, the animals, whatever drags it into the house, and it's a mess. So that's why we do not use hot tar. And I think we're the only one in the industry around here that doesn't use hot tar and that does everything by hand.
When you seal a driveway, you should fill in the cracks.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So you don't use hot tar to
no,
do that?
No, we use an industrial crack patch right from Dixon Sealer. It's a trowel-grade crack patch.
Okay.
Yeah, he was talking about that they don't spray it. We had a guy come, I don't know, I think he was fly-by-night seal coater. It was actually on a written in chalk on the side of his truck. And he came and he sprayed the driveway and a few other things too. So using the spray is can be really messy and make a mess. And then the guy's gone. How am I going to chase him?
It could get on your house. It could get on your fence. It could get on your cars.
It was on the garage door.
That's the reason why we don't do it. You know, we are licensed and insured, just to let everybody know that. But that's the reason why. Because if you got a little bit of a windy day, it's going to be everywhere. You can't control it. And the most important thing about it is, like I explained to everybody, if you're going to spray a driveway, when you spray your wall, you got to back roll it. There's no difference between your driveway and your wall, except for that it's outside.
I was going to ask, what is the better method, spray or squeegee?
Definitely brushing. I don't use a squeegee personally. I use a special brush that you buy only at Dixon Sealer. It's a horsehair brush, but it actually, because blacktop's alive, believe it or not, and it does got to breathe. So when you're spraying it, you're pretty much just clogging the pores. When you're brushing it, you're filling in the pores and still giving it actually time to breathe. Instead of it just sitting on it, it's actually soaking into it. That's the good thing about brushing. Like I said, when you spray it, it just sits on top. When you brush, it actually gets into it.
Okay, good. It penetrates.
Yes, it penetrates into it.
How thick is one application of asphalt driveway sealer?
We put it on. We don't put no pressure onto our brush, so it's kind of hard to say exactly how thick it would be because it's not pavement. But you're definitely getting a nice, thick, heavy coat by the brush applying it as you're spraying it, like you were saying earlier. When you spray it, it doesn't just sit on top.
But okay. So you were saying that it's alive and it's got to breathe. I never heard that before. What does that mean?
Yes. So blacktop, it's a mineral. That's why it's actually got to breathe. And that's when you see the surface cracks and everything, because it's not breathing. And after sealing it so long, and that's when you see, when you go by some of them driveways that you see, it looks like more cracks than anything. It's actually the sealer cracking because they had it sprayed so much. And that's why it's not giving it no room to breathe. Like, just like underneath. I guess pretty much it's just a live mineral. It's hard to explain, kind of, I guess, if you're not really...
You're not into it.
Into it, yeah.
So that's another question of mine, how often? So I see some people that do it every year.
And some people do it every year. You could brush it every year, but I'd say if you spray it every year, you're just going to end up down the road about 5-6 years. You're going to have no traction left on your driveway, especially if you're on a steep hill, just because of the layer after layer after layer after layer. And that's when you see peeling up, and that's when... You know what I mean? But it all depends on you. If you want to get it done every year, you can get it done every year. And some people can't afford blacktop, and that's why they get it done every year, because it pretty much glues your driveway back together.
And it looks nice.
It does look nice.
It looks almost new.
It does almost look new, especially if it's done right.
But you say if you do it too much, it actually gets smooth. So you're losing all of the friction, like all the little nooks and crannies are all.
You're losing all your traction. That's why you brush it. That's why I brush it personally, because that way you don't sit on top. It's actually going into it, and you actually have your traction still. And the sealer that we get right from here from Dixon Sealer has a nice grit in it. So that way you get the traction. Right. So you got these fly-by-nights that come and spray oil base. I don't know if you ever saw that. It's real shiny. It looks real, real shiny.
Okay.
That's illegal here in PA. You're not allowed to spray that.
So. Illegal?
Yes.
Not legal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
See, I was going to ask you, is it water-based or oil-based?
It's water-based.
So there is a product that has oil in it?
Yes.
We're not allowed to have it in this area?
No, not from down here. Allentown and further up you can, but from Allentown down, you cannot use oil-based sealer.
What is that smell? Is that the stuff that smells like creosol when they put it on?
Yes. It's got a real bad smell.
Real bad smell.
Yes. It does got a really bad smell. That's the only thing about sealer. It does have a bad smell to
it. Can't stand it.
But when you're spraying it, you smell it a lot more. But when you're doing it by hand, it don't smell as much, if it makes sense. But it don't stink as bad. Like I said, I've been in the business for 15 years now, on my own for 5.
So, as the professional, how often would you recommend somebody seal their driveway?
As a rule of thumb.
If your driveway is pretty bad and cracked up, I would do it every year. But other than that, every 2 years, if it's a newer driveway.
Okay.
Yeah, we get ours done every 2 years.
Yep.
So, and I think we've had all different kinds over the past 15 years do it. We've had the good guys, we've had the sprayers, we've had the rollers, we've had the squeegee guys. The last guy who came, he had a brush. He was pretty good too.
But we're very leery because we have heard stories, you know, that some people water their sealant down, and that's not good because you're not getting...
No, you're getting water.
Right.
Pretty much. And that's why we go to Dixon Sealer and we get the pre-mixed. It's already pre-made from him. So if anything goes wrong, it'd be on the product, not us.
Is there any way a consumer would know that it was watered down?
Yes, you could tell by how thick it would be. A natural seal coat is pretty thick. It's thicker than paint. So if someone pours down a bucket onto your driveway and it starts running down the driveway on a flat surface, you know you're getting scammed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are there additives that help sealer last longer or make it more durable?
No, there isn't as of yet. Not that I have came across. I'm starting to work with a guy from California, actually. That's with his seal coat. He's actually supposed to send me in some within the next week or two. It's Gold Star Asphalt. If anybody wants to look them up too, they sell sealer and all the products you would need for your driveway. But they're supposed to have something that's supposed to last so where you don't have to seal your driveway for at least 2 to 4 years. You know, you can go to Lowe's and Home Depot, buy that 5-year, that 10-year bucket stuff. It's all the same. It's just a little darker tint. There's not no more additives in it. It don't last longer. All that it is just a darker color. That's all it is.
Are there any other colors than black for sealer?
Yes, there is.
But it's expensive, right?
Yes, it is very expensive, and it has to be on a fresh driveway. If you already had your driveway sealed, you cannot do a different color. You would have to stick with just the black.
Right.
But if you got a brand new driveway that's never been sealed, I think there's about 6 different colors.
Like what? I can't even imagine.
There's a red.
Oh,
there's
gray.
Like a gray. I know there's like a dark red, like maroonish, I meant to say. I'm sorry.
Brown?
Maybe. A dark brown. There's a dark brown. I know there's about 6 of them, and they also have that you can do with the stamps, too. I don't know if you ever saw that with the stamp driveways. They're starting to come out with a thing now to wear a seal coat. After you lay down the sealer, you can make it look like a stamp driveway. It's like a stamp concrete, but it's going to be stamped sealer. That's another
interesting
thing that we're gonna maybe get our hands into. We're talking about it, see if it's, you know, something we might get into, see if it might take off, it might not, you know. Yeah. But that's a couple things.
If someone wants to dress up,
yeah, dress it up.
Yeah
you're talking about the different colors. We had a garage and the floor was kind of crummy, and it was a lot of money to do the concrete. So the guy who was doing the driveway, it was Chuck Kadaitis, who's been here. He came in and he paved the inside of the garage. And then it was very dark, you know, because you got a black floor.
Yep.
So I talked to Chuck and he sent me over to Glecco Paints, and they have the the sealant that you were talking about. He says this is the sealant that they use on new tennis courts. It says, but I had like a 20 by 20, and I used, my God, I used at least 15 gallons. And it was getting real expensive. And the way you were saying, I had to use, I was rolling it out and using a brush, and it was tedious work, but it's gray. So it changed the whole reflection. Well, absolutely, completely lightened changed it. Lightened it up, because otherwise it was like a cave. There wasn't enough light to light it up. And it came out beautiful. You know, I put a piece of tape down where the door is, so there's a nice transition from the driveway. So the asphalt, like you say, if it's treated, it actually looks really nice.
It does look really nice, as long as you take care of it and it's treated, as you were saying. I know exactly what you're talking about with that. And we did a couple garages ourselves that where people can't afford concrete. Blacktop is cheaper than concrete still. To this day, even with our petroleum products, how high they are and everything like that, blacktop is still cheaper than concrete. Not saying that blacktop is cheap by any means, because it's not.
Nothing's cheap. No. Nothing's cheap anymore.
And like I try to explain to a lot of people, having a driveway is a luxury. It's not an...
It's not a necessity. It is for me, though, because, you know, I'm lazy.
Yeah. Well, that it also helps out with the... snow plowing and everything like that. Because if you got gravel, you know, at the end of the year, it's all
you have
down.
A pile. Yeah, you have a pile.
You have a pile
at the
down at the end. So it's something you don't want to do.
But when it's taken care of, even with these different colors, you can change the look completely. But the one thing that I like that you brought up is that when you're doing it, and the guy at Gleco told me the same thing. He says it has to be new asphalt. He says you can't do it over the old stuff.
Nope. No, it will never change. It would pretty much just slide. That's because it don't have it to soak into. See, then that's when you're doing it by hand, and that's got a special adjective in it where it has to soak into it.
Oh,
that's,
it soaked in. It just kept soaking it in,
And that's the thing about a newer driveway too. This month we're actually running a special for new customers. It's 10% off. For veterans, it's 20% off, and then for ongoing customers, it's 15% off just for the month of August.
Wonderful. So, Derek, your name is Derek Heater. How many times do people call you Derek Jeter?
I hear it a lot. Like I said, I wish I could be like him and have his money, but unfortunately, I just got the last name like his.
We have with us here today Derek Heater, owner of Heater's Driveway Maintenance and Landscaping. May I have your contact information, please?
Yes, you can reach us at 570-885-3082 and also 570-885-3088.
Thank you, Derek. Pat?
Yes, we have a lodge, a four-bedroom, two-bath home at 1728 Hawthorne Street in Scranton for $179,000. Now, when you go up and you look at this house, it's very deceiving. So don't judge a book by its cover. You have to see the inside of this house, and it's got endless possibilities. This home has a large addition in the rear. It's got a second kitchen. This would be perfect as an in-law suite. This is a unique home. It has a newer roof with 2,400 feet of living space on a 38 by 103 lot, along with low taxes of only $2,500 a year. That's a lodge, four-bedroom, two-bath home at 1728 Hawthorne Street in Scranton for $179,000, and that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Okay, great. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the last 30 days for single-family homes.
I bet you everybody wants to hear the statistics. Right? Go ahead. Hit me.
All right. I know you like them.
I do. I love the statistics.
This is for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Monroe, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties. Again, for single-family homes, median sales price for two bedrooms or less is $104,000. For three bedrooms, median sales price is $175,000.
Wow.
For four bedrooms or more, median sales price is $285,000.
Wow.
How did these people that purchased these homes
pay for it?
Pay for them.
They had dad pay for it? I don't know.
No, you're going to be surprised. I was really surprised by these numbers. 25% paid cash.
Wow.
I thought that was going to be more like 50%, but it's 25%. Conventional financing, 55.4%. FHA really, really dropped to 12.5%. And VA is at 5%. But in this market, with these multiple offers and the bidding wars, sellers aren't even considering the FHA, VA type of loans if they're up against people that are bidding with cash and conventional. It's just the way it is. And so the conventional is at 55.4%. But I thought that it'd be more, cash would be more.
That's
I mean, at
lot.
Least we're seeing it in our office where a lot of cash offers are coming
yep.
in. So I was surprised by that. Okay. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
With Derek Heater.
Derek Jeter?
Derek Heater with
Heater.
An H.
Oh, H with yeah. the heater.
Yes, of Heater's Driveway Maintenance and Landscaping. Derek is the owner. Hello.
How are we doing?
Good. How many times do you get that all the time?
We get it pretty often.
But yeah. That's a good way to remember your name.
It is. It is. That's what I tell everybody. It's like Derek Jeter, but I just don't have his kind of money.
So I'm a heater. I'm a Derek Heater.
Okay. So I wanted to follow up on a question Pat had asked, or a comment actually that Pat made, that he changed the color of his very brand new asphalt that was put in a garage area, right?
Yes. Okay. It was... Literally, the garage. The guy wanted $5,000 for concrete because he had to break it up. And then Chuck Koditis came in. And he did it for
a fraction
of that.
So then you changed the color because it was very dark.
Yes, cave-like. It was like a cave.
And you like to work on your cars, and that just wasn't going to work out well.
No.
Right. So how long do you have to wait between when the new asphalt is poured or placed down and put that color sealer on? Do you have to wait a long time?
No. It all depends on how much it gets traveled on and how long for the oils to take. Usually anywhere it could take up from 4 to 6 weeks you can do it. Even on a new driveway, you can seal it a couple weeks after you're done. 4 to 6 weeks, you can do that.
You can't just do it right away.
No.
It has to cure.
Yeah, it has to cure. It's not like concrete where it takes concrete takes 11 years to actually fully cure. Blacktop fully cures within 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Except for the oils. The oils and everything don't come out, but it cures within 24 hours to where you're able to drive on it and everything like that.
What do you do, or what would you suggest the listeners do if they have an oil spill?
An oil spill.
Or a fuel spill.
A fuel spill, you definitely want to get dirt or sand on it to suck it out as quick as you can, because gas will deteriorate your driveway. It doesn't matter how fresh it is or how old it is. Gas will eat your driveway.
It eats the solvents. It does.
It just does eat the solvents, and then next thing you know, it's flaking away. And you'll see pebbles, and then next thing you'll be down to the dirt where that spot is. With the oil, they sell an oil spot remover down at Dixon Sealer that you could also buy too, where you scrub it in. But pretty much you're going to see that spot if you do fix it, unless if you're not sealing the whole driveway.
Well, you know what I like to use is I got in the garage, I cheat. I have kitty litter.
Yep.
And what I'll do is I'll put a pile of kitty litter on there and let it sit there. And it does a pretty good job of soaking all of that stuff up.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper than the stuff you buy at the auto parts store, which yes. I think is probably the same thing.
So pretty much probably just crushed.
Any oil, fuel spill is really bad. Now, I did read about diesel. If that's spilled, like, that is very destructive.
Yes, diesel also is too, because that's what they clean the trucks out with, and a lot of guys use diesel to get the stains off and everything. But diesel is the same thing as gas. It will eat your blacktop.
Okay. So is the asphalt driveway sealer, when you apply it, is it hot or is it cold?
It's a little bit of both. We don't heat it or anything. It's just, it's black. It gets attracted from the sun. And it's when we go to get filled up, we get it out of a 10,000-gallon container. So it sits in the sun. So you might as well say it's
warm.
It's warm when it's applied.
Okay. All right.
We don't heat it up.
All right. And so is that a thing? To apply it hot or cold?
No.
Okay. All right.
Now, what seasons do you stop? When is the best time of the year to do it?
More towards the end of the summer. That way you can get your winter out of it. It prevents... And another thing with seal coat, it also depends on the weather. So you want to kind of... Maybe towards the end of the fall, I like to do it personally. That way it lasts longer. Instead of you driving on it all summer long, twisting, turning, and everything like that, you know, it's black, it attracts the sun. So what we like to do is do it towards the end of the fall. That way you get the winter out of it. You know, if we do it in the beginning of the summer or spring, you might call and say, hey, you know, it's starting to this, that. I got the tire blemishes, and that's what we don't cover. We don't cover tire blemishes and stuff like that. So that's why we try to talk people into doing it a little bit later in the year
in
that
the season.
Way.
Yes. Yeah, but it could be applied.
Oh, yes, it could be applied above 50-degree weather.
Because I notice when I drive by some houses, they religiously do it in the springtime. And then I see most people and most advertisements in the fall, during the fall.
Yep.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Temperatures are cooler.
So we're here now in August, so I guess everybody should start booking their...
Yeah, start booking, because we're already booked for the rest of the month. So, and we end in October. That's our last month of, as long as the weather cooperates with us. I do not seal under 50 degrees.
Derek Heater, owner of Heater's Driveway Maintenance and Landscaping. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
570-885-3082, or also 570-885-3088. Or you could also look us up on Facebook at Heater's Driveway Maintenance and Landscaping. We're also on Yelp. We're also on Craigslist. And we're also on Home Advisor.
Thank you very much, Derek. Pat?
Yes, we have a really good deal. It's a 3-bedroom home. It's at 530 Myrtle Street in Scranton for only $64,000. It's a charming home. It's a nice little home. It sits on a 25-by-90-foot lot. It's got a lot of curb appeal. It's in good condition. It's got a modern kitchen. It's within walking distance to the medical schools, hospitals, and shopping. For a home like this, the mortgage would probably be less now than you're paying for in rent. So this one won't last long. So give us a call about this charming 3-bedroom home at 530 Myrtle Street in Scranton for only $64,000. And that's listed by James Hazen of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Millennials are having a major impact on real estate trends as they enter their prime moving and home buying years.
Okay.
You're going to be very surprised by this.
I'm going to be moved.
You're going to be moved. In National Real Estate and Consumer Trend Report, Open Door, which is an online real estate firm, reported that millennials are still moving to
New York.
Cities, big cities.
Mm-hmm. They love it. I don't get it.
Despite the prediction that COVID would drive would-be homebuyers out of cities and into the suburbs and rural areas, more than one-third of millennials, that's 35%, say they still plan to move to a big city.
That's right. A year ago, they were given apartments away. Now it's the complete opposite.
Only 24% of millennials said they prefer the suburbs. I found that very, very intriguing. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker.